Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready, willing, and able to go through the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and the major domo there, Major Michael Harrison is the major domo.
Domo,
yes. Please stop being a domo. All right, so we have lots of things going on this week, Michael, as
all right.
usual. So
let's
please do,
it.
Let's go through the list, yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, immigration reform tied with social media bias. At number 9, a two-way tie between the economy and the infrastructure. At number 8, one of the old chestnuts of our chart, climate change. At number 7, the San Jose mass shooting and gun control. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and U.S. foreign affairs. At number 5, claims of the 2020 election being fraudulent. That continues. Some people call it the big lie. Others call it penetrating investigation. And that's tied with voter legislation or voting legislation that's spreading around the country as GOP-controlled state houses emulate what happened in Georgia. At number 4, the Trump Organization is being investigated on criminal charges or criminal allegations by the New York State Attorney General and the Southern District Attorney. At number 3, we have race relations, police reform, anti-Semitism, and Asian hate crimes dominating the third position. At number 2, we have a debate over the January 6th commission. The GOP doesn't want to do it. The Democrats do, and it's all hung up. And at number 1, COVID-19 remains on the top spot, its origins, its vaccines, and its long-term symptoms. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, Xi Jinping. We have Alexander Lukashenko of the whole Russia and its neighbors dispute. We have Vladimir Putin at number 9. We have Cyrus Vance Jr. at 8. We have George Floyd at 7. It's a year since he's been killed. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 5, Donald Trump's at 4, Rochelle Walensky is at 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul at number 2, that little skirmish continues, and Joe Biden, the president, he's at number 1, and there you go, another week that was.
I'm looking forward to, and I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the day when we'll be able to put sports, some sort of sports, in the top 10, because that used to be before we had all this huzzerai. It was something that I learned from, basically, because I'm not a sports fan, but I kind of want to know, because I like to think of myself as a reasonably intelligent discusser, an articulator, if you will, conversationalist, and you and that positioning on the countdown forced me into knowing something that I probably otherwise wouldn't know or pay much attention to.
Mm. You know, we don't really do the survey to fit, you know,
I know
your interests.
But Darren, what's the problem? Why is that?
but it's interesting you bring that up, because sports are still being talked about in talk radio. It's just that we pivoted into an era about 2 years ago where the consequences of the issues and the complexity and speed at which they fly across the airwaves into and out of our brains has so intensified that we're looking more microscopically at the news talk stories that are being discussed on news talk radio than some of the ones that stray a bit away from it, which include sports talk. Like, hey, that was quite a game. Did you catch those Yankees last night? You know, that's not as prominent an influence on what's happening in America via these media. So, but it's still being talked about. Sports is still a big subject in terms of this conversation.
Let me get that was not a question that was vapid or was casual. It was brought about because of the one of the two new hosts that's going to be on the Premier Network that used to have the Limbaugh show on from noon to 3 Eastern time. Now they've announced they're going to fill that time slot with two hosts, one of them fairly significant talk host, doing traditional talk stuff, right-wing talk stuff. But then the other guy is a sports guy. And Limbaugh used to talk, you know, he was a sports fan, so he used to talk about sports. But it seems interesting, and I wonder if you'd like to comment on the possibility that what goes on in that time, the focus on certain issues will expand somewhat because of the hiring or the moving around. I guess, no, this guy wasn't at Fox. He was at Fox before. Tell us what you think, because a lot of people are going to be interested in your thoughts about these people in this important time slot.
Well, my thoughts are that it depends on how many stations carry them. if you're on during an important time slot, but you're not being carried by many stations, you're not that important. Rush Limbaugh was carried by a record number of stations, and now that block has disintegrated or fractionalized. There are a lot of different hosts on the radio between noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time. Some of them are syndicated by other syndicators. Some of them are the syndication company now that is continuing with this new two-man show. And others have gone to local hosts. So time will tell. I'm not going to comment on how it's going to be because it hasn't really started. It's just starting.
Right.
And
yeah.
let them do it. You know, who am I to, you know, I try not to talk about things that have yet to happen. Unless I'm really clear, here's what I think might happen. And I'm not really sure what they're going to do. I think they're facing an enormous challenge to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh. Something that
can't
be done.
No,
by,
you can't.
You know.
No.
But the question comes up all the time. I mean, I was interviewed yesterday by several publications asking, will these people be able to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh? Exactly. Has any president of the 45, 46, you know, 47, no, 45 actually, 46 presidencies,
46, yeah.
The presidencies that followed George Washington, has anybody become the new George Washington? Right. The entire history of the United States has been with presidents that did not fill the shoes of George Washington. Does that invalidate the growth of the country? Does that invalidate the American way? Does that invalidate the history? Of course, we had Abraham Lincoln, and some people think, you know, FDR. You know, but George Washington, so that's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Or has anybody ever replaced the Beatles in rock and roll or Elvis Presley? It's a stupid equivalence. And my basic position, without rambling too much on this, because once I get started and this I can go forever, is that talk radio is enhanced by the fact that it had Rush Limbaugh. It's part of its history. It's part of its color and thus its roots in American tradition. But no, it's going to go forward and there'll be new people, new stars, and there'll always be storytelling and there'll always be news and there'll always be talk shows.
Very, very nicely put. See? You got what you didn't think you were going to get, folks. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, moving ahead in a matter of moments with a different kind of assessment. I have a couple of questions for Michael that I want to that sort of goes in hand with what we were just talking about. So stand by for that. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Let me help you get a better night's rest. Are you ready for something to change the way you sleep? It depends on whether you've got some MyPillows around your house or not. MyPillow never goes flat. MyPillow, your pillow, you're MyPillow. Change up how the personal pronoun affects the pillow. Is it your pillow? Is it MyPillow? Well, I have my MyPillow. You have your MyPillow. And with all of the double talk, the bottom line is to give you the best night's rest you've ever had. If you don't have one, you will get them and you'll not wake up with a sore neck. You won't wake up with a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap because you'll get a good night's rest. Isn't that what you want? That's what you want to be refreshed when you wake up in the morning. And that's what these pillows do. As a matter of fact, that's what all the things at MyPillow do for you. Premium MyPillow spots now available, best price you can imagine, for a limited time, probably for next couple of weeks. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Imagine that. King Pillow is only $5 more. Get that deal along with tons of other deals. You know, when you go to MyPillow.com, see the products in the product catalog. When you're checking out at MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of all the deep discounts you get with that promo code on all the MyPillow products, the sheets, the pillows, the slippers, you name it, they've got it for a better night's rest. Check it all out. Buy with confidence using my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at JohnDeere.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. And there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
All right, it's 19 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, we have a mutual friend who's a good consultant named Holland Cook, who monthly puts out a newsletter that goes to his clients. And he posed a question, Michael, which I thought was really apt to ask you. As we talk about the future of talk radio since Limbaugh's gone and all that stuff, his question that he put to readers was, is your station an argument or an assessment? I thought that was... Yeah, it really gets you to think, okay, what are you presenting on the air? Do you want to argue about stuff all the time? Do you want to assess what's going on and then give people, is it your job to, what is your job? Maybe that's the best question. You're a talk radio host and people come to you all the time and say, okay, what about this? What's your job? We'll get to that in a moment here, 21 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My mind is set on this question, which I really, people ask me once in a while. I haven't had this question for a while. What is your job? What do you really do as a talk host? And I think what's going on in the business now begs the answer to the question, what is the job of a talk radio person, personality, host, whatever it is you want to, however you want to label yourself? So this is for talk radio hosts, and this is for talk radio listeners. Michael?
Well, I think that it's the black belt form of broadcasting, doing radio talk.
That's pretty interesting.
And they have mixed martial arts, you know. Some people are taekwondo. Some people are karate. Some people are jujitsu. You know, there's, and then you mix it all up. And that's what, you know, Bruce Lee came along, and at first they criticized him because he broke all the rules. But then he actually combined all of the different disciplines. So I don't think that you could say that being a talk show host or a radio talk show host is, there's a job and this is what you're supposed to do any more than you could tell, you know, somebody in mixed martial arts, you should only do this kind of karate or only mix it up. Be an assessor, be an arguer, be a reporter, be an informer, be a provocateur, be a moderator, a facilitator. All of these are part of the job, and you could be funny or you could be serious or you could be both. You could be a satirist. I think the beauty of being a talk radio host, and I go back to the term black belt, because I remember when I was a DJ, I longed for the day that I wouldn't be restrained by the format of the radio station, but rather be in a broader, more diverse format that draws upon different aspects of my personality and my knowledge and what I bring to the table. So I don't want to see a day when a trade publication or someone like me or some broadcasting executive says, this is the job of a talk show host, and that's where you should be. I love the unpredictability of it and the diversity of it.
Well, okay. So then to part B of this, there's a host that I happen to know and like very much who's on what my assessment of this radio station is that it's the best talk station in the country. That's just my assessment. KFI in Los Angeles has very unique hosts. It's been a very interesting radio station I've listened to for a long, long time, as have been basically all the L.A. There's some talk in L.A. that I was on one of the stations there for 3.5 years, I mean, I've been on all the stations except for one with my syndicated program, but I did a local show on KVC for 3.5 years, and I found it so stimulating. I once said to the boss there, you didn't have to pay me. I had to come on for nothing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, well, sort of tongue-in-cheek. Anyway,
right.
So one of the hosts, a guy that I think is fabulous, Tim Conway Jr., who is, Tim Conway, the comedian and actor's son, been on the radio there for a long time. So he did something that was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, and I listened to it. I think it was taken completely out of context, but the guy got booted from the station for a week because he did something that I don't get it. Frankly, what am I missing? I'm a guy who's been on the radio.
You're not sharing with the listeners what he did.
Well, he did a skit with sort of an Asian American tint to it, if that's what you want to.
He played the role of a Japanese person, and he did the stereotypical Japanese accent.
Yeah.
What he did wrong was being insensitive to the fact that that's a hot button issue right now, Asian American crime.
But is there anything that's not a hot button issue? I mean, at some point.
So there's two ways to look at it. Should it be a hot button issue? That's one point. But in the industry, the fact is perhaps he should have known better not to do that now if he wanted to avoid the likelihood that he'd be suspended.
I just think that if you want to have a good talk radio program, it's got to be somewhat spontaneous. And that this was a spontaneous gig that I don't know. I must be.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. You asked a question.
I did.
I'm trying to give you an industrial answer.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
all right. It begs the question.
Right.
We can talk more about it on the other side of the half hour. 28 after the hour now.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over the president's infrastructure package, with Republicans presenting a nearly $1 trillion counterproposal late last week. One of the Republican senators leading negotiations with the White House believes that offer will provide a base to bring bipartisan support to the issue. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito tells Fox News that she believes there is the will to get a deal done soon.
We've got a great basis for this because we just passed a surface transportation bill unanimously out of my committee with Senator Carper as the chairman. And so I think we're building those blocks towards a really good, solid infrastructure package that has bipartisan support. So we're responding to what the president has said. He told me on the phone just day before yesterday, let's get this done. And I think that means that his heart is in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Secretary of Transportation says the President may act without congressional Republicans on infrastructure if a deal isn't reached soon. Jeremy Scott has more.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN's State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, we need a clear direction. Certainly encouraging to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The plan from Republicans is around $250 billion, a far cry from the president's $1.7 trillion. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has been fined $15,000 after she refused to meet with the media following her opening round win at the French Open. Osaka said on social media that she would be skipping media interviews during the tournament, citing mental health concerns. The organizations that run the Grand Slam tournaments announced the fine on Sunday, saying that the mental health of players is of the utmost importance to the tournaments. In a joint statement, the four organizations also warned that Osaka could face more consequences if she continues to ignore media obligations. Osaka is the second-ranked player in the world and seeded second in the French Open. She won the first Grand Slam of the year, taking the Australian Open title back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four at the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program airs on hundreds of radio stations every week around the country and around the world at djvshow.com. So there's an impact. Michael Harrison, because of his publication, has an impact. The talk radio business has an impact. And so we're talking about being careful and whether or not it eliminates the fun, talking about Tim Conway Jr. at KFI being suspended because he did something using a Japanese accent. So, is there no fun to be had, or do we need to redefine fun?
I think the question is irrelevant. I think there's a lot of fun to be had. I'm not knocking the premise. I'm answering it. I think your question is valid. But I have my own thoughts about this. And I think that in any field where you have to be spontaneous and you have to be provocative, as in stand-up comedy, as in radio talk show hosting, things of that nature, I think the existence of restrictions and restraints and danger adds to the challenge of talent and to the excitement. A case in point, I think that Howard Stern was much more effective when he was operating on terrestrial radio subject to FCC laws and regulations, that he was pushing the envelope and occasionally got fined.
Yeah.
And he would go on the tightrope.
His boss loved paying the fine.
Right. They liked paying the fine because it was worth the, it was the cost of doing business, but still it was a fine. When he went to the unregulated, although everything has regulations, even unregulated media, there are limits. But when he went to Sirius XM satellite radio, where he didn't have FCC control and he was able to be even dirtier, you know, words could be used.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he lost his edge because it was seeing him up against the restraints.
So
Yeah, the restraints of the society and the subtlety and the between the lines and the pushing it a little micro inch every day, I find that to be more entertaining than just some guy coming on and blah, 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 blah. Right. So I don't know. I think that with the changing times, there are different things that press that button a little bit. And right now we're at a time, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I understand why it exists. We're at a time when people are more sensitive to racial stereotypes, to making fun.
But are they really? I mean, think the talk radio hosts are held to a different standard, it seems to me, because so much of our medium is political talk. And the politicians, the likes of this guy Gates and Miss Green, I mean, these people are bumbling idiots, and they say anything, and they get credit for it. And a lot of this stuff is a lot more outrageous than anybody doing a talk radio program, even if they're repeating the words. So how come it's okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us to do it?
That's the old double standard. That's the old that's the old problem. It's very difficult to have justice when it comes to these subjective determinations, and that's when it becomes political, and that's when there's a bunch of hypocrisy attached to it. You bring up very good questions. I could never take it on myself to be the final word on how to do this and not to do it. I could rather explain the syndrome that we deal with, because there is no final word. There is no objective truth as to what is offensive and what isn't, what is dirty and what isn't. These things change.
So that's
the language changes.
You answer the question, then, which begs... It's crying for an answer. There is no answer because people are so damned inconsistent with how they look at this stuff. Look at some of the black leaders and some of the outrageous things that they've said, or, you know, some of the things that have come from people who don't like Jews. I mean, but if you, heaven help you, if you mention something like this, even as a reporter on a radio program, versus the people who say it and get away with it. I just think...
Well, a lot about what you say and get away with in the media today has to do with how valuable you are to the people running the platform.
Okay, maybe.
Which we go back to the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah.
Howard Stern broke the law. They paid thousands of dollars in fines because they made more money because of him than they had to pay. Cost of doing business. Others who maybe weren't getting the ratings, weren't generating the revenue of Howard Stern, they would do something the same or not even as egregious, and they'd be fired because it gave management a chance to get rid of them. It's the three stages, you know, of you know, and this was during an era when the companies told talk show hosts, be as outrageous as possible, which was like the old Mission Impossible.
But is it
stages.
Just because of whatever the flavor of the day is? Stephen Colbert parodied Governor Kemp of Georgia. And was very unflattering. It was outrageously nasty, which is what Colbert really is his stock and trade. But yet, who calls him on the carpet? Why isn't he being held responsible? Why wasn't he suspended from doing late night?
Well, did he make fun of a Japanese accent when making fun of?
Why is that the only thing that matters? Or is
it? I mean, there's a huge difference between doing a joke, making fun of an accent of a people that are currently in the spotlight.
Why?
Well, because it has to do with the changing mood of the public and the times. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, we would be living in a static, timeless
society. Is it the mood of the public, or is it the mood of people who are trying to control thought, who may not necessarily represent the average person, i.e. New York Times, Washington Post. Huh?
There's a relationship between those who are trying to control thought and the mood of the public. Those are very connected.
What? Is the public setting the agenda, or are the people who are influencing the public
When you get up in the morning and you shave in the mirror, is the mirror influencing how you treat your face, or is your face influencing what goes on in the mirror? I mean, the relationship between the mirror and the subject is the relationship between the media and the Times. One of the holy grails of programming is to understand the public mood and to be in harmony with it in such a way as to be provocative and to stand out and be entertaining and be informative and be important. It's like a parade. You want to look like you're the leader of a parade, figure out where it's going, and then stand in front of it and spin your baton. But if you don't know that it's going to turn to the right or turn to the left the next time you get to a cross streets and you're just marching along, you're going to suddenly be standing alone and the parade is going to be in a different direction. That the relationship between leadership and followership is a very abstract, subtle, complex set of circumstances, and that's where the action lies, but you cannot simplify it. You cannot simplify it other than to understand that leaders and followers play off each other. They're part of the same evolving system. And that's the end of the show.
No, I'm sorry. Did I say something? No, I'm just thinking about it. You're
in talk radio. You have no time to think.
Yes.
That's the problem. Remember when we were jocks, we were told no dead air, and there was a red light in the studio. If there was ever a nanosecond of dead air, the red light went on, and somebody would call you from the office, why is there dead air? I think we need more, quote-unquote, dead air for people to think about what it is that we're saying. And I was just thinking about what you said. It didn't require a retort from me. It just needed to sit there for a moment. And I broke the rules.
There's no question. I mean, I'm in a certain way flattered that I left you silent.
Yeah.
But
Not many people do. As you know. But I love this. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And you and I have been friends for a long time. You've been doing what you're doing for a long time. But we've done, beside this, we've done other things in radio, and it makes it a longer time that we've been on the air. We've seen so much change. Yeah. And change normally is good. Normally it's not easily accepted, but it's healthy. And I think that there's a certain amount of sameness because of the fear of the people who run the business not wanting to make a change that would cost them their jobs. And so we get rid of...
Can you blame them? Maybe.
But we're from an era where that didn't make any difference because we
couldn't... No, it always did. I never wanted to lose my job.
And the truth is, I must pause here for a moment in the action. Michael Harrison, with his thoughts and your thoughts, thinking it through, you're welcome to comment anytime at our social media, at DJV Show Twitter and Instagram. Here's something that people like to talk about, and that's the help they're getting. If you're looking better these days because you've been on a diet and you want to continue to look good, you want to continue to feel good, you want to continue to be good, then you got to keep that weight off. And that's the secret behind the formula, the all-natural formula at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. As you go through the weekend, this program is heard all around the country around the weekend. Think about what you're doing, what you're going to eat on Memorial Day. Are you going to stuff yourself with all kinds of things that are bad for you and that going to raise, what, the 3 or 4 pounds you lost, going to come right back again? Well, you'd be well served to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotren, and see what you can do using their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Very important information is there. And when you check out, you decide, yep, I'm going to do this. When you check out, use the DJV code. You have to pay for shipping, and you also get a 3-month supply free. That's part of the deal. It's a fabulous deal, and the more time you spend thinking about how fabulous you want to look, you're going to look into this. Find these success stories and all about Calotren, how it works, how it's good for you, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, so in place of talking about what Michael Harrison has in his weekly bold interviews, the Michael Harrison interview, I think we should announce the Talkers Convention, the installment that is slated. We're going to be the first ones to get together, like really get together. Couldn't do this last year, so we're now so going to all be together. What's
first
going
radio
on?
Industry convention coming up on June 11th, so we'll let people know how they can see video of it. It's sold out and closed to the public. It's an inside industry event, so it's not like we're promoting it. But it is kind of exciting that we're going to be back in the business of getting together again. Hope that we're able to do so.
Well, we will be there with or without our masks on.
Right.
By that time, masks will not be imperative anyway. Social distancing, 3 inches. That's it. Okay, that's said for Friday, June 11th. It's 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, time for us to wrap the week with the top 5 items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top 5. At number 5, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And the if you are essentially, there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right, number four on the list of the top five tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton, their expansion, and building what they sell in America.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory that which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park, and they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products, and although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan, and so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands and bad protection, if you will, for these systems that seem, you would think they'd be more on top of this, Victoria.
Yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there's the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news. There's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yep.
So Amazon's got the
welcome
lead on
to America, and big business. 59, Pat.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.